Stay for traffic every 15 minutes. I'm Maggie Blood, your next update at 5:30.
I'm not going to cast aspersions as to what existed in the past. The fact of the matter is that in the present fiscal circumstances in the province, this type of benefit is not in keeping with our fiscal reality.
What happened during your busy day? Get it all right here. The Live Drive with John Tory on News Talk 1010.
And that was the voice of the Minister of Education for the province of Ontario, Laurel Broughton. And we're very pleased to be joined now by Ken Corrin. He's the president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation. Mr. Corrin, thanks for coming on.
Not a problem.
Now, I'll start off, because I was very hard on the whole business of the sick days, and that seems to be the sort of issue du jour, that and wages. Start off by talking to me about the sick day provision and why it is justified and why maybe it isn't time to take a second look at it in light of where we are with, our inability to pay for a lot of public services right now.
Well, I'm not going to do that immediately, John, because I think you've made some false statements.
Okay, well, please.
One is that the teachers do not recognize that the government has a physical problem right now.
Well, it was the teachers' union I was referring to. I said I thought the rank-and-file teachers actually did recognize it.
Well, I'm speaking as the president of 60,000 educational workers, and we are very in tune of the educational or of the economic realities. The problem that we have right now, and as a former CFL commissioner, I'm sure you'd realize this, before you start to bargain, before you start to play a game, the rules should be clearly established.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through the rules where you can have open dialogue to address situations.
Okay.
And our concern right now, John, is that process has not been clearly delineated. We've gone through a number of rounds of bargaining in the last number of years, and there has been confusion. There have been agreements made, and the implementation of those agreements has led to confusion. And it was no one's fault. It was just that the rules were not clearly established, nor was there an implementation protocol in place that was clearly understood. So what we want to do as a union of 60,000 members, before we start talking about content, let's establish those rules so that the dialogue could be meaningful, and if a resolution comes out, it will be understood, it will be easily implemented, and it will address the concerns.
All right. Well, I don't have any problem with that. I don't know all the background, obviously, and I'm not sure we have time to go into it or other people would understand it all. But is that meaning to say, then, that if that process were to be established and that sort of common framework for having the negotiations, that you're not unalterably opposed forever and a day to, for example, just discussing the sick day thing that a lot of people, I think, would take huge issue with out there that are teachers and, of course, many who are not?
Sure, we would be interested in discussing the fiscal realities. So if it was clearly identified that there was a monetary figure of savings that had to be achieved in the sector, we would creatively be looking at and discussing ways of achieving that saving. And I'll give you just one example, John, and something probably no one would think about. You are very emphatic about your sick leave, and believe me, John, in my 30-year teaching career, I had 5 sick days off, so I will match yours any day of the week.
Okay.
Okay? Some people do not abuse a system.
Right.
Some people do get sick. Some people have families and have to take care of their children. So we are not people that abuse a system. Here's an example. All right? Right now, school boards provide health and dental and life insurance for the employees,
mm-hmm.
and that costs money to the school board. It also costs money to the taxpayers because they help fund
right.
that system. Now, we have come up with a situation in our union where we're prepared to take over the whole benefit plan. And by taking over the benefit plan, we could save roughly $400 million in liability to the government because we would take the liability away from the government, which shows up on that books,
yep.
away from the government, and place it into our hands. And should an idea of that nature not be discussed?
Definitely. And, I mean, I would put that on the table at equal priority with some adjustment to the sick days or to the wage freeze. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, I don't have any issue with your approach, which is if the government is looking to try and find savings of X dollars out of education or teachers' contracts, your ideas are as good as theirs in terms of at least being discussed. So I have no problem with that.
And that is why I don't want to talk content of a proposal to a negotiating process that doesn't even exist yet without exploring that process, defining the rules, and being able to have open dialogue.
Now, let me just ask you, and again, this is into content, you may not want to discuss it, but you know, whether it should be a freeze, or I've often said if you came back and said, look, we won't take a freeze, but we'll take 1% because we realize times are tough. I mean, is that the kind of thing as well that you'd be prepared to have on the table as part of this broad discussion of trying to constrain public spending? Because there's an awful lot of people listening out there who pay taxes, as I know teachers do, who have had 0%, have lost jobs, have had wage decreases, when teachers have had pretty good job security and pretty handsome wage increases over the last number of years.
And don't deny any of that. But what I'm saying is we are prepared to look at the economic reality and creatively and collaboratively discuss any idea.
Well, look, that is a very fair answer, and I take that at face value. I'm a little confused as to what has to happen on the government's part to get this framework in place to allow you to discuss, as you call it, the content.
Well, you're familiar with the Ontario Labour Relations Act.
Yep.
And the Labour Relations Act basically dictates the rules for bargaining.
Right.
The bargaining occurs between two agents.
Mm-hmm.
The union would be one agent, and the school board would be the other agent.
Right.
Where in there does the government lie in that definition?
Yeah, now, let me say this to you. Was it okay, though, that the government should have been involved when things were going better and they were offering things that you liked better? I mean, because I don't recall hearing any complaints about the government being out there offering province-wide things to teachers in times when they were offering up stuff you liked.
Fair enough. But that was still that was a voluntary discussion. And from that voluntary discussion, which was one that happened in 2008, there were some problems with it. And the problems were in the implementation and an understanding of some of the criteria. So what we want to do, if that's the case, we want to solve those problems and make sure in going forward, whatever is resolved is understood. It's easily implemented, and all sides will understand the ramifications of it.
Okay. Well, look, I think I heard you say earlier on, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth. It is what it is, and we have it. And you're willing to look at these kinds of things and discuss them, but have this framework in place first. And I'm prepared to accept that, as long as it doesn't take forever to try and establish. And I realize it takes two. But if you're saying you are willing to recognize the reality that people are facing out there, and at least discuss things that can acknowledge and address that, then I guess there's hope for a more reasonable discussion to come.
Well, we are an educational union, and we have people that are able to analyze financial data very easily, and also the implications to the educational system. And it's the students that we care about, and we want to make sure that everybody walks out of this with their heads held high.
I actually believe that, and I have huge respect for teachers and for the teaching profession. I mean, they made a huge contribution to my own life, and I think to lots of people listening out there. And as long as there's going to be a realistic discussion some point, hopefully when this framework is agreed to, I think that's all that people are asking for. So I appreciate your coming on, and I'm sure we'll talk again as the universe unfolds, but we do appreciate your contribution today.
Be glad to do that.
Ken Coran, the president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation. Interesting, and I will take him at face value, as well we should, with respect to the fact they're willing to discuss various things because they seem to acknowledge we need to save some money. And that is for sure. We'll be back with more of the Live Drive with John Torrey on In-Depth Radio News.